Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew strength. Let them come near, and let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous from the east, and called him to his foot, and gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them, and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who has wrought and done it, calling the generations since the beginning? I am Yahweh, the first, and with the last, I am He. The islands saw it, and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. Every one of them helped his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, Be of good courage. And so the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he who smoothed with the hammer encouraged he who smote the anvil, saying, It is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails so that it shouldn't be moved. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and have called you from the chief men of it, and said to you, You are my servant. I have chosen you, and not thrown you away. You are not to fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you will be ashamed and confounded. They will be like nothing, and they who strive with you will all perish. You will seek for them and will not find them. Even those who contended with you, they who war against you will be like nothing and as a thing of nothing. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm, Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says Yahweh, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Understand, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You will thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and make the hills like chaff. You will fan them, and the wind will carry them away, and the whirlwind will scatter them. And you will rejoice in Yahweh, and you will boast in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, Yahweh, will hear them. I, the Elohim of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, so that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together that the hand of Yahweh has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Produce your cause, says Yahweh. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what will happen. Let them show the former things what they are, so that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, so that we may know that you are Elohim. Yes, do good, or do evil, so that we may be dismayed and all watch it together. Understand, you are of nothing, and your work is of nothing. An abomination is he who chooses you. I've raised up someone from the north, and he will come. From the rising of the sun will he call upon my name, and he will come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treads clay. Who has declared since the beginning that we may know, and before then that we may say he is righteous? Yes, there is none that shows. Yes, there is no one that declares. Yes, there is no one that hears your words. The first will say to Zion, Behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that brings good tidings. For I watched, and I saw, and there was no man amongst them, and there was no counselor that, when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. End of chapter.